Bulletin.
Hello, listeners. It's me, Mike Bennett here, sitting at my desk for a change and not in my sound booth and talking to you in my new microphone. Yes, I bought a new microphone. I thought, you know, the patrons, they're paying me to produce good quality podcasts. So I thought, hell, I'll buy myself another microphone. In addition to the microphone that I've got in the sound booth, this is a little microphone I can use here at my desk. And it's very exciting. It's called a Rode Podcaster. And it's very heavy and it's white. And the really good thing about it is at my desk, if I'm using another microphone, what happens is the microphone will always pick up the sound of the computer. There's a little fan inside it and this doesn't pick it up. It's completely brilliant. It picks up me and that's about it, which is kind of what you want a microphone to do, really, isn't it? You know. So that's really good, but I'm not using it today to record Underwood and Flinch Underground, which is probably what you were hoping I would be doing, especially since in the last podcast I put out, I said that the next podcast would be Underwood and Flinch Underground and it would be out this week, and that's your cue to all go boo, 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 because it hasn't actually come out this week. But there's a very good reason for that, and that is I am doing my job, and my job is to, you know, produce the best episodes that I can, the best story that I can. And I'm writing a very big chapter. It's kind of double the size of the normal chapters. And the events that take place in it are, they're kind of pivotal, you know? And they're very important. I mean, everything's important and everything is pivotal. But what's going on now in the chapter I'm working on is the Bensons are doing things. And what's very interesting for me about the Bensons is in Underwood and Flinch, they were just kind of, you know, secondary or tertiary or, you know, even smaller than that, you know, characters. They were just sort of bit parters, really. And so they weren't really fleshed out or developed in any way because there was, you know, that would have overcomplicated the story. But in Underground, they are kind of moving into center stage a bit, and I'm getting to know them myself for the first time, and you know, they're ceasing to be just sort of one-dimensional people and they're starting to be three-dimensional. I'm starting to think about what is it like to be Gerald and Cynthia. How do Gerald and Cynthia feel? And it's also interesting for me because you know some nearly 10 years on from the original Underwood and Flinch, I'm now kind of more or less, I think, roughly the same age as they are. And it's odd because when I, you know, when I originally wrote Gerald, he was like, "Oh, bumbly old fool." And, you know, he's my age now, or rather I'm his age, sort of. And I realized that there's a bit more to being our age than, you know, being a bumbling old fool. He's still a bumbling old fool. I mean, he is who he is. But it's just interesting for me because I've got kind of more of an insight into the sort of things that people of his age, my age, our age, think about, you know, and feel about. Obviously, I'm not into, you know, satanic rituals and all that sort of thing. But, you know, it's the other things, isn't it? It's the sort of the day-to-day and the sort of the things that compel us forward. And you also realise that there's more to them as people than just being, I suppose, hench people, you know, henchman, henchwoman. There's more to them than that. There's more to everybody than that. And if they're going to move into a sort of a central position, then you have to explore that. And that's what I've been doing. And, you know, I need to get what they say and how they feel right. Because if I get it wrong, then it's not going to be good for the book. So that's where we are. Big chapter featuring the Bensons, featuring Lydia, featuring Miguel. And it's a good one. It's a good one. You know, I like to think they're all good ones, but, you know, this is also a good one. It's not an exception to the rule. It's a good one and it's a big one. So that's good. And not just that, but I'm also working at the moment on the episodes, the chapters after this current sort of Bensons and Lydia and Miguel scenario. Once that chapter is finished, you know, the next episode chapter, once that's finished, what I'm doing, what I'm going to, you know, podcast next, will be a return to London and a return to events in Holborn Station. Obviously, the last time we were there, the Valentine was killed, and, you know, some other guys there, some OCU guys. And we're going to pick up on that side of things with Claire Redmond and her new boss, Coleridge. So that should be interesting. In fact, I know that it is interesting. In fact, it's very interesting. It's not just going to be those two. I'm also bringing Ronnie Bishop back into the story. You remember the journalist, Ronnie Bishop? He's coming back. And what's happening at the moment is really, I'm really enjoying it, because I think what I'm doing at the moment, I could be wrong. I don't read vampire literature, other than Dracula. I don't read vampire fiction, but I think I've got something new and exciting that I'm writing into the vampire mythos, at least my own vampire mythos, and it's a cool thing. So that's nice. So yeah, you know, basically, you know, it's all going well, and I just wanted to update you really on stuff, on progress, and to check in. But, you know, other than, you know, chatting to you about other stuff, like I've got some friends coming over tomorrow, and in-laws, actually. So that should be fun. A whole, you know, kitchen full of in-laws coming over. I don't know what to expect, really, other than dinner and lots of conversation about stuff. But that's kind of boring, isn't it? You don't care about that. So I'll just shut up now and let everybody get on with their weekend, including me and my in-laws. I won't tell you about that. Maybe I'll tell you what's in the fridge after they've been. Or maybe I won't. All right, shut up, Mike. It's time to go. Thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you like my new microphone. I'll be using it occasionally for sort of podcasts like this, or, you know, just a lot of chit-chatty things. Yeah, that's it, really. Bah. I'll shut up. Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be back in your ears. I won't say when, all right? I won't say when, because I always regret saying when. But it'll be soon, and it'll be with a big one. Until then, thank you for listening. Pip, pip, and cheerio.